was important to sort of finish on a bit of a high, if anything. I mean, albeit it's 3 points, but I mean, I think we fully deserved the 3 points, to be quite honest. Although we left on our nerves there towards the end when James Suarez Doherty decides to go down the box. But no, all jokes aside, but it was great just to get the 3 points to finish the season well.
Yeah, I suppose anybody coming over tonight expecting, you know, end of season fare, they would have been pleasantly surprised, Peter, because it was a good game. Part of the second half went a wee bit dull, but it was good other than that.
Yeah, as you say, I think the second half, it was sort of, it was just that there was a lot of midfield that was bogged down in the middle of the field, and there wasn't very much football played in that, you know, and I think players got a wee bit anxious, if anything, in that, you know, but I thought the first half we played some very good football. But it was important, as I say, to the boys. It was important we finished the season well, and we had let our standards drop the last few weeks, so it was important we picked it up again. And I'm delighted for them, for all their efforts over the season, that they were able to finish with a win.
You changed things a wee bit as well, Peter. A new formation seemed to be like a 4-3-3. That's what it looked like.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. I just wanted to look at a few things, just in players, and give young Cahill a run out as well. And in an ideal world, I would have liked to put Peter Doherty on as well, and we were contemplating putting him on too and giving him a tester for it, but unfortunately then James got sent off, so it sort of we had to sort of re-look at things and that, you know, and we had to just shore up a wee bit. So Tommy Poner came in and Fonsley went back into the middle of the park. So I mean, in an ideal world, you'd love to give everybody a run out tonight, because they all fully deserve it for their sacrifices and commitment they've put in over the course of the season. But unfortunately you can only make the three substitutions, so I'm sure there's some disappointed lads there, like particularly young Jordan Duffy. Again, we're thinking of putting him in at the end there too, but I mean, then when we went down to 10 men, it was tough. You couldn't have threw him in at that age stage.
Yeah, and it was one of your more experienced campaigners that came up with the goods again, Peter. How many times have we said it this season, and Kevin McHugh getting the vital goal, the vital time?
No, it was a great strike by Kevin. I mean, he's poacher sort of galore. I mean, it was the first time we got to the byline. The introduction of young Matty Hargan, he played on James Doherty, and good ball across, and Kevin finished it well. But again, Kevin, sorry, he's a legend in these parts for doing something like that week on, week out. And I mean, it's in his testimony year, but he's still going from strength to strength. He's possibly, I don't know there are other scorers tonight, but he's probably possibly the top goal scorer in the league, joint with young Shannon Maguire. So I mean, if it is the case, it's a queer feat.
As you were saying, you were hanging on a wee bit at the end. Thomas McMonagall made one great block, and he's been one of your more consistent performers all season.
Yeah, Tommy has been exceptional as the season's gone on. I think at the start when he came in, he was probably trying to do too much and probably trying to show how much a good player he was. And we had a chat and that, and he settled down. And as the season's gone on now, he's got stronger and stronger. And as you say, he's been very, very consistent. And he's been a great asset for us all year.
Yeah, and he's part of a defence, Peter, that hasn't really changed that much during the season. You've kept the same four guys: James Doherty, Kieran Call, Keith Cowan when he was fit, and Thomas McMonagall. So I suppose that was one of the pleasing aspects of it for you.
Well, I mean, it's particularly your back five, in a sense, when you include Kieran Galler in that as well. It's important that they have a grasp of where they all is in the pitch, and they have the sort of, they build up partnerships, and they're all thinking from the same sort of hymn sheet in regards to defending as a unit. And so you try and build up that sort of coordination in the five. But as you say, Keith was out for a long time, given he was out injured in the first game of the season, so he came in, he done very well as well. So I mean, no, we're pleased with the entire back four. They've done very well, and they're still a very, very young team, but yet they have vast experience from them.
Overall, happy with the campaign, Peter? I mean, got a wee bit better towards the end after what was a sluggish start.
Yeah, overall, I think it's definitely progress has been made. I mean, we came on at the start, when I came on myself with Felix, we looked at it was going to take at least 2-3 years to be realistic in regards to forging a challenging team. And again, I don't deter from that. I mean, I think it'll probably work next year. We like to regroup now, and if we can make the same progress we've made this year, I think we could at least be up there challenging next year.